Well, the Aussie market has been relatively quiet this week as we head into the end of the financial year. But despite a weak lead from Wall Street and a softer start, we are managing to keep our heads above water at the moment. The ASX 200 is up around a third of a percent and remains above 5,700 points. What has been quite helpful for our market today is that commodity prices surged overnight. Oil rose for a fourth straight day. We had iron ore, Australia's biggest export, rising by 6.5% on comments from the Chinese Premier, which suggested reasonable growth in China for the foreseeable future. Gold prices were steady as well. So the areas of the market that are doing very well, mining and energy stocks in particular, BHP, Rio, Fortescue, South 32 doing much of the heavy lifting. Also in the insurance field, IAG is a standout. Insurance Australia Group, of course, the group behind NRMA. It's hit a 12-year high. It's up about 3%. That's after an upgrade to its margins guidance for the year, which it has attributed partly to lower than expected cost from claims. The banks, which started off a little softer, also have crept into positive territory, so that's been helpful for the improvements as well. The big winners, though, have been TV networks, which are standouts on a temporary cut to government licensed fees. So Nine Entertainment this morning rose 3%. It said that it's likely profits will be at least $13 million higher in 2017 and expects the cut to fees to result in savings of about $33 million in 2018. Seven West Media up 4%, and Southern Cross Media, which is affiliated with 10 and 7, but also is behind the Hit Network and Triple M, is up 5%. It said it will save about $12 million from this move by the government. Another strong performer is Certex Medical, which is up 15%. Now, this is a group that's involved with selective internal radiation therapy, where they essentially provide targeted doses of treatments to liver cancer patients, and they announced a $90 million write-down, but they're also cutting their workforce by 15% to set themselves up a little better to take advantage of growth opportunities overseas. REA Group, the company behind realestate.com.au, also received a broker upgrade today. Yesterday, it said it's going to move into the mortgage market, and the Aussie dollar's at 76.1.